I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. The Marquette Lions Club will be putting on their annual pancake breakfast. It's happening Sunday, March 18th in Marquette at the American Legion Hall. It'll be benefiting the group JJ Packs. I had a chance to speak with Elmer Moisio from the Lions Club and also Nicole Holder from JJ Packs to find out more.
This is our annual pancake breakfast that the Lions Club does, the Marquette Lions. Mm-hmm. And we usually select some local community group who needs some assistance, and we want to keep them alive and well because of the important work they're doing in our community.
Sure, sure.
And so this year we've selected JJ Packs, and we'll be talking about them later so mm-hmm. you learn all about the important role they have here in feeding kids, because I know a lot of people don't think there are hungry kids in our community, but there are. And so we've chosen to do our usual pancake breakfast at the American Legion, but we're going to have a Finnish flair this year.
Okay, well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about what folks can expect, and then what that Finnish flair tie-in is.
Well, we always have a good breakfast. We have the best pancake breakfast in town. and so we try to accommodate everybody who comes. We do a little bit of everything for everybody. But this year we have a member who's from Finland.
Okay.
And he's going to cook Finnish pancakes to add to our usual, regular pancakes and gluten-free pancakes and you name it.
It's all there. All the usual sides.
Yeah, plus all the usual sides.
This is at the Marquette at the Legion Hall.
At the Legion Hall. They've been very good to us for a number of years now. We've held our pancake breakfast.
What is the time that it's happening on that Sunday?
It's 9 to 1 on Sunday the 18th, which is a week from this coming Sunday.
Are tickets available from Lions Club members or is it at the door?
Lions Club members, and they will be available at the door. Okay. So we're encouraging you to come and enjoy this food.
And this is to benefit the organization known as JJ Packs. Yeah. To talk about that is Nicole Holder. She's in the studio with us today. And tell me a little bit about JJ Packs, what you guys do.
Okay, well, JJ Packs is, we're a local nonprofit, mm-hmm. and we like to send home packs of food with children over the weekend. So currently we serve all Marquette schools. We're in the 4 elementaries, the middle school, and the 2 high schools. Mm-hmm. And any child that signs up wants it, we send home a pack of food, typically right before the weekend, so that they can come back on Monday well-fed and ready to learn.
So you put this together with contributions, donations, and fundraisers like this, correct?
Absolutely. We depend on those. Mm-hmm. We're 100% volunteer. Every donation goes directly into our packs.
So how does it work? You've got a kid, perhaps, that, there's a kid in need that needs some food before. And the idea here is that they're fed over the weekend, because during the week they would be fed through their school programs. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. School programs, there's free and reduced lunch and breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then those programs do not extend through the weekend.
Right. So this
then is trying to bridge that gap.
So what are the things that you put together for the kids? Tell me a little bit. What's in the packs?
That is a very good question. The one thing that we kind of pride ourselves on is we try to be as healthy and nutritious as possible. So typically we have a fruit and a veggie, a can of soup, bread, as well as cereal and oatmeal. We're trying to expand it a little bit and add a few snacks to it mm-hmm. as our funding gets a little more full.
So the concept is you've got kids that have a need for meals, mm-hmm. and when they're in school, they're getting the meals during the regular week in the school system there.
Correct.
But on the weekends, they might be a little short. They might not have enough to have some good nutrition, and that's where you come in.
Correct. Yeah, we're trying to bridge that gap so mm-hmm. that, when a student leaves school on Friday, they've got some food over that gap so they can come back on Monday ready to learn, and they're just not concerned about. We've got a lot of hungry kids in our community. Yeah. Currently, we serve over 250 every week.
Wow.
That's just within the school system.
In the Marquette area?
In the Marquette area.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot. So there's probably even more out there. And mm-hmm. I'm sure that the organization, as it grows, it'll continue to serve more people as possible.
Absolutely.
But if people can't, let's say, make it to this pancake breakfast or some other event, they want to find out more about what JJ Packs is all about, get involved, maybe make a donation or help out or volunteer, what's the best way to find out more?
The best way is probably by our Facebook page. You can get on there and just kind of look through the information. You can message us. Mm-hmm. that way. We love volunteer work. We take groups to help us pack all the time. You're welcome anytime. Just message us and we'll tell you where to go. You can donate. You can donate money or even gift cards from Super One. Econo.
Yeah.
That's where we get all our produce and food. And then also you can fundraise for
sure.
us, like the Lions are doing. We're just so grateful.
And that is spelled J.J. Pax, P-A-C-K-S, and you
Correct.
Can find it on Facebook that way. I know that the group is relatively new in the area, but it's getting to be known better and better, and unfortunately the need is there, so it gets we get on for that as well.
Right. We started in November of 2014,
yeah.
and so we've just been around a little bit. But the thing that I love about J.J. Pax is it was started by... By a child, by someone who wanted to feed his peers. And so those parents went and started this organization, and it's growing, and we're just happy to bridge that gap.
A great way to help out will be to come and eat some pancakes
yes.
coming up.
You can
so
donate,
sounds
too.
Like a lot
yeah,
of fun.
I like.
We'll accept donations there, too, if they want to give additional donations.
Yeah, lean on in a little bit there, Elmer, and
okay.
tell me again what's happening, when, and where.
Okay, this is for the breakfast. It's at... the American Legion, where we've had our breakfast for several years now. And it'll be on the 18th, which is a Sunday, and it will be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
That's the comments of Elmer Moisio with the Marquette Lions Club and Nicole Holder with J.J. Pax. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.